So anyways, that's why I decided donuts at the dam at Tale of the Dragon were not a good idea. And not really donuts, more like big, long, drifty donuts. And that's how the truck ended up going back on a trailer.
Really?
Yep.
So what broke?
It spun raw bearings.
Oh, boy.
It didn't break a little. It broke a lot.
Too many G-forces on that oil pan. Wow. All the oil said, see you later.
Yep. You were at the bottom of the dam?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, we were at the dam taking photos, and somebody told me to do donuts, and yeah, they weren't really donuts. So the oil went one way, the pickup was the other way.
Yeah.
If I went the other way, it might have been all right, but trailered it all the way home.
Gosh, that's a long trailer.
That's a long haul. But thankfully, one of the guys had a trailer, and he drove his Turbo SC2 all the way back to Milwaukee, and I drove the truck and trailer with the truck on it all the way back there.
Man, isn't that crazy how when you're young, like, stuff like that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just craziness.
1,000 miles from home, and I call, and I was like, hey, Dad, yeah, something happened.
That's what it's all about.
What up, everybody?
Making memories, you know.
Yeah.
There he is.
Getting out there.
Yep.
Sorry for being late. I had to help a 3,800 customer make sure he didn't blow up his car.
Hey.
So
racing Groms, I hear?
He sounds like he's racing some Groms.
He was at the front desk telling us how he was beating this bike, and he's like, I don't know what size bike it was, but I was pulling on him. I was like, this is an underground. Just some friendly banter on the Friday.
Yeah,
you know?
It was fun. It was fun. Oh my Mike, God. I haven't had this. Guys, I'm looking forward to this old-fashioned.
Some old-fashioned today,
cheers, always. Everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. ZZP Power Hour number 168?
Gotcha. Nine? Yeah, it's eight.
168. And today we're talking about mods you think you need versus mods you actually need.
Oh, man, I love it.
But before we get to that, we got to do the featured product today.
Oh, my God. I love this product. I've had this product on my Red Sonic for about 6 months.
And
Sonic
Boys! Finally,
guys,
here.
This is a full setup. This is a downpipe midpipe combo, one piece. No failure points. All
flex
one
cat,
thing.
Two
actual
flex
cat.
Two flexes.
Flex pipes.
CNC flange. It's a beautiful piece, and at $449, it's not a bad deal either.
You guys,
100% made in house, welded by all of our welders, bent by Keith on our mandrel bender.
Yeah,
boys,
pretty
ready
pretty
to
set.
Go.
Sign it, guys. You get it right now. Cruise guys, it doesn't fit. You already got one. We got one on the website for you right now. Sonic Boys.
Hey, if you guys want to buy something that has welds better than you'll ever do in your life, buy this.
Grab one of those. Hey, Sebastian says, big thumbs up on that new L&F stainless manifold. Noticeable improvement from 25 to 4. That's awesome.
L&F boys, stand up.
Sebastian Wagner's got a Z57 or a 7163?
Think. Sebastian reminded us, I think he's a 6758 car.
Yeah.
I think he is. Yeah.
But that's pretty killer. That's that's your spool range, which is what it's supposed to help with. So glad we got that. Rob SS Turbo.
Rob SS.
We got
the coolest HHR around. The hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yep.
So I kind of like, he's the only, again, Rob is my favorite HHR build. He's the only other Ecotec Delta Chassis platform with our parts ever placed at a Weekfest car show.
Okay.
That's a national car show. People show some respect. He's the only other one ever placed. Me and him.
There we go. 7163. So, yeah.
Big boy.
Cool. We got a lot of people in here. Landon Rath, Sebastian Wagner, Sebastian Morrison, Simple
Preston's got like every
platform
ZZP
car
ever. Platform that
Dude,
we have.
I think legitimately he has more platform cars than all of us combined.
He might.
He does. Between him and his sister.
Not combined, but.
We've got, like, he's got, or his sister's got a base model.
I guess you got like three.
A second gen Sonic, a Sky.
Maybe you three. I have three as well. Fuck.
Preston,
I think Preston might have four, though.
Preston has two Skies, a Regal, a second gen Cruise, and he's got one other one.
Cobalt, right?
No, he doesn't have any Cobalts. Well,
no,
your base model.
The base model, yeah. But that, I think his sister technically drives that. But between the two of them, they've got five or six.
And then his sister has, so she has your base model Cobalt, a Sky, if I recall,
yep,
and a Sonic.
Yep.
Oh, like, yeah.
So between the two of them, they have three Skies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I manage the whole fleet. Don't get him mixed up.
Did you see in Chicago, there is a, like, low mile L&F Sky for sale right now. It's like 25 grand.
Oh, wow.
But it has like the black headlights. It's a stock L&F still. Like it is. Oh boy. It's good. It's real good.
What color is it?
White.
Oh boy. Now how much is that thing going for?
25K, boy. They sell that thing for way a lot of money. Yeesh.
And we hear it. I don't know if you guys can pick it up. We got Ryan Klein outside revving up our Ion.
I love that.
How much does an L&F cost brand new?
Like brand new?
Brand new.
The Cobalts were 27 and 28K.
And what was the Sky? The
Skies were in the 30s.
Ooh. So this dude is literally asking brand new asking price for it.
It's low miles. It's only like 12,000 miles on it.
That's wild.
And it's at a shop. It's at like a shop.
Oh.
Like
that's pretty awesome though.
You
really
get financing on that.
Well, it's cool. It's cool that the low mile platform stuff is still holding its value. The Grand Prix has blown me away lately, man.
Dude, anything decent's 8K.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nutty.
I remember you can get Grand Prix for like $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah. All day, every day.
Sub thousand. People just literally get rid of them. Now, good luck. Yeah. I mean, I look at L&F sedan prices. That's like my biggest tell of where the market is.
Yep.
And those sedan prices on a high end, you get like 10K for one. Now they're all like 12 or 14. Yep. Like all of them, every single one.
It's crazy.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So, guys, if you have a low mile platform car, hold on to that or sell it. I mean, if you want to make some money.
Before we get into our actual topic, Preston is asking what we think about the new ZR1.
Ooh.
I mean,
I'm going to be the first one because my opinion's going to conflict everybody's. I don't give a crap about it. It is so unrealistic. I will never own it, so why care about it?
That's fair.
I don't know, Tim.
I'm not going to own this thing. Yeah. The MSRP is going to be what?
275,200. Oh, yeah.
200,000. And then they're going to immediately post them for a more realistic 220 to 240.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet some of them go close to 300.
Yeah. Especially because it's going to be a more rare car.
Hard pass.
Like for me, well, just in a question, I think it's freaking sweet. It's all crazy aero. It looks amazing. Sweet. It sounds amazing. A lot of power. For me personally, the new ZR1, obviously, I will never be able to afford one either. Yeah. But for me in my head, there's a line of like cars I will never, ever be able to afford, like a super exotic car and stuff. So that's why the Lambo and stuff like that, like the only one I like is a Huracan because they're kind of remotely affordable. I don't know if affordable is the right name for that. But like everything else, all the other crazy stuff, I'm like, it's cool. Whatever. I'm never gonna be able to get it. Like a modified S15 is gonna give me
The
craziest part I thought was they rated that horsepower for over 1,000.
I think that's
probably the first production vehicle GM's ever made with
absolutely.
That's pretty wild because like what makes me nervous is how many people are gonna die being able to buy these.
1,000,000%.
Oh, you're not wrong.
I mean, like, dude, look at people with the Challengers. They're only 700 horsepower. A lot of people are dying with those.
I mean, people are like crashing the crap out of the freaking SRTs. Like,
think about even surfing the auctions at how many V's have been curbed.
Yeah,
put in a ditch.
And is making maybe 700 foot pounds.
450
of
stock.
Yeah, 450 stock.
Yeah, so people are gonna have problems.
I think my favorite part about it is there's still a small sect within GM where they got some really crazy engineers, and they're finally like, "Here you go, guys.
Yeah,
this is your project. Give us something cool. 1,000 horsepower, no hybrid assist." Like,
but that's the thing. There's supposedly word down the line is there's one more brand coming out. It's the top level one, and it's gonna have a hybrid front. And they're making 1,000 on the normal guy. Normal guy.
Yeah.
Insanity.
That's
like
nutty.
That's something that when it rolls up to you on the street, you back down. You're like, "Whoa, homeboy."
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't even know if we'll ever see a ZR1.
It'll be really
we'll see one.
It'll be really cool to see those come around like for a streetcar takeover in a year or two and see them roll racing.
I mean, what's crazy about it is like, you know, when Zoom bought his Plaid, the owner of ZZP bought his Plaid, Tyler and I took it out. We're the first ones to get in this car. Like the day he brought it back, he hands me the keys. So Tyler and I go out and in it. And it's the fastest car I've ever driven, which is a little disappointing. It's like, disappointing to say that a bone stock Tesla is the fastest car I've ever driven, being Tim at ZZ Performance.
They run nice.
It really is.
So fast 150.
Yeah. This car is so fast that you can get into accidents. Like you're teleporting into the future into an accident.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's a perfect word for it.
You like somebody can
looks
pull
left,
out in front
you're
of
not
you.
There. They look back and then you're in T-boned.
Yeah. Like and that's what I'm afraid of with this vet. Like this vet, it's kind of like a crotch rocket. Like when you're pulling out into traffic and that crotch rocket looks like it's way far away, but the dude's doing twice the freaking speed limit.
Oh, yeah, he's up on you.
Twice? Dude, I'm way more than twice the speed limit on that thing.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, it's already hard to judge distance of a motorcycle, but, like, when that motorcycle is doing, like, twice the speed limit or faster, like...
It's going to be a thing.
Man, it's going to be bad.
What is nice? Nice.
It's too fast.
It is very fast. It is going to be a very exclusive car, though. So not every Joe Schmo on the planet will get one. At least right away.
You can't walk in with your 450 credit score and get 28%.
You will not be able to get that.
So, I mean, that's our only saving grace.
No 392s.
Because...
no 392 credit score on the side of your car type stuff, boys.
Yeah, because, like, let's say you have a car, you know, I'm going to use Bo's car as an example. You have this 240-horse Regal, and it takes you years to make it, like, stupid fast like it is now. Mm-hmm. Like, you get used to it being, it getting faster and faster to where,
as you progress.
By the time it's as fast as Bo's car, it's really fast, but he's a very good driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, if you can just go to the dealership and buy a 1,100-horsepower car.
That's a lot.
That has engineered... Like, engineered traction control. I can't even imagine how fast this car is.
It has anti-lag built into the CCM. Like,
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh, man, get Connor Murphy.
Murphy.
Oh, no, hold on. We just went for Noah Hammock. This is a good post. It's good knowledge out there. So he says about the CTS-V. Brother, that's not a CTS-V. That is Randy's V Sport.
It does have a V badge.
I think that confused a lot of people.
I think it did, too.
So, guys, so this is good knowledge for
everyone. It's an LF3.
Yeah, there is a mid-model CTS that's really affordable.
Really affordable.
Yeah, it is a CTS V Sport. So the CTS in that year from, like, 14 through 19.
14 to 19, yep.
They came with a few ones. They came with a 2-liter LTG, which we make parts for, the 3.6 NA, but they came with a 3.6 twin turbo, the LF3. It's essentially a lower down detune of the LF4. It's an ATS-V. We make parts for it, too, and they make very similar power. So that V-Sport, we have a ton of parts for it. So, Noah, if you want a car that makes a lot of power really easily.
They're a little cheaper. They're a lot bigger.
Cheaper,
it's a nice car, man.
Very nice car. Cars.
Even, like, I had a customer message me, and he was like, you know, ATS-V or CTS-V Sport. And I'm like, these are two totally different cars.
Yeah.
If you want a luxury car that has some build potential that's affordable.
V-Sport.
If you have if you want to carve corners and drag race the crap out of it, get an ATS-V. Yeah.
But you can get
two totally different.
The craziest thing with the V-Sports to me is, at least in 2024, these things MSRP'd for nearly $80,000.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, they've got all sorts of amenities, like window shades in the back.
LCD clusters.
Oh, yeah.
All the cool
just
stuff.
Baller. If you want a cruiser, you can get those now for
20 to 25.
Like, that's a lot of car.
It's a lot of car, guys. And you get there's a lot of cool stuff out there to make them look really nice.
Yeah.
And it's a little different.
And you can do LF4 turbos. You can do all our bolt-ons, like... I think what's the quarter mile record on it?
11.0.
Yeah, that's
quick.
That's a quick car.
That's a big car.
The 2 liters are surprisingly spunky too.
Yeah.
You'd think for a big car, it would.
One of our past employees, Kyle Dewey, had a CTS 2 liter, and even to this day, he'll tell you it was one of his favorite cars because they ride great. It's just a cruiser. It's
like CTS is a nicer car than an ATS.
1,000,000%. Yeah, it's the upper model of it, so for sure. Connor, so to go, I want to get the other question out first, but yes, we're almost there. I'm waiting on a set myself. We got them hoes coming.
We got them hoses coming.
Yep.
Yeah, the LNF knuckles are in production right now.
Let us praise be to the holiest engine of ZZ Performance, the LNF.
Yes. Solving one of the problems that has plagued that specific platform for a long time. And I couldn't be more excited because they're going to be affordable. They're going to be great. So killer product coming down the line. Hopefully here by the end of the year.
If not, I will fight you.
But
on the topic.
On the topic. Let's get to it.
Fifth quarter of the time, you know.
I'm gonna do an easy one first. Mods, you
one
think
that,
you
one
should
that
need?
Is pretty applicable to many platforms and on a day-to-day basis we have to deal with.
Mods you think you should need, or you think you want, S3 heat exchanger.
Oh,
mod you actually need, stealth heat exchanger.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and open it up. Like, intercooler upgrades in general. Yeah.
Across
like,
the board.
Across the board.
Yeah, like, man, intercoolers are so, like, the best way I describe it is, how fast does your car feel on a 40-degree morning versus a 90-degree day?
Yeah, for sure.
Your car feels way faster. Well, that's what intercooling does.
Yeah.
It cools the air down, makes it more dense, more power.
Yeah.
So, more reliable. There's a few, lately I've kind of, you know, taking a different idea of modding and what it really costs, and or not costs, but the different aspects of it. So there's a few things that go into mods that make people happy. Usually, how much horsepower does it gain?
Uh-huh.
How does it look?
Yep. How does it look?
Yeah, the aesthetic part of it. And then there's some other thing, you know, cost of it too.
Yeah.
You kind of have to have a lot of that, you know, to make good. So, yeah. And specifically in the S3 heat exchanger versus a Stealth, like, let's not deny it. The S3 heat exchanger looks cooler.
It does. It's right up at the front.
Right at the front. Looks all cool and sweet like
especially
that.
Especially LSJ cars that typically don't have any grill at the bottom. Like, yeah, it's cool. You got our name repping in the front. And not to say that it's a bad mod. It's a good mod over stock.
Way over stock.
But that Stealth is so much bigger.
The Stealth it adds so much more volume and more fluid to your system.
Yeah. So just think about, like, you know, your intercooler system, call it a 2-liter bottle.
Yep.
You know, that's with a Stealth. If you're just on an S3 or a stock heat exchanger, your whole coolant capacity is a 20 ounce.
Yeah.
And so that's flowing through that manifold every time you're blasting that hot air in there. And so more coolant, more surface area, it's flowing. You know, it's just gonna, it works way better. And I'm really hoping here before the end of the year, maybe early next year, we can get you Ion guys a Stealth too, which is why we have our Ion now.
Yep.
But I mean, I've seen guys go from S3s to Stealths and drop dozens of degrees of IE22s.
Which is huge, and that's what you're fighting on a blower car,
yeah,
right?
So all the time.
That's, it is important. Obviously, if you have nothing else, it is good to have the S3 overstocked. So
yeah, because it still is more capacity.
By the way, not Stealth and S3.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's worse. You're literally blocking the airflow to the Stealth, which is the point.
Yep.
So don't do both.
And it's applicable to both blower cars and entry-level kits.
Correct.
Because, like, yes, the entry-level kit does really solve a lot of the woes when it comes to IAT2s, but you're still, I mean, hot air, firsthand, I have a guy tuning with me right now who has his MAF in the charge pipe between the turbo and the adapter plate. He wanted to run a blow-off valve. I told him not to do it. But anyway, what is cool is now IATs. I can see the IAT coming out of the turbo.
Yeah.
And at 20 pounds, even we're not even into watt tuning yet. Like, this is just some aggressive acceleration. You're peaking over 300 degrees.
Yeah,
so that's coming out of the turbo. And, you know, obviously the intercooler system brings it back down. But if you're modding for a blower car and then move to an entry level, just set it up from the beginning with the Stealth.
Yep.
And it kind of works against one of our products, which is our Stage 3 kit for...
might not be working.
Eric, you can't run a Stealth and the factory heat exchanger. It moves around the AC condenser, so you can't do both. But really, all you need is Stealth.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic.
But yeah, kind of wild to see those IAT1s coming out at 300 plus degrees.
Not surprised at all, though.
No.
Someone said earlier, too, you don't need a watt box. I kind of disagree.
See, I totally had that on my list of don't needs.
Did you? Did you?
Well, I get a lot of LNF guys that want it. A lot of LNF guys and Sonic guys want that watt box.
Yes. Guys, it's cool. So you guys get to see a little bit
of
banter.
I'm just really stubborn on not overcomplicating things and adding failure points because we're pinning the fact, you know, you're splicing into the factory harness, and I don't know.
No one likes to do that.
The gains, the rewards versus, you know, what am I trying to say?
Risk versus reward
is not there for me.
I agree 100%. I do, and the only way I was going to say is the only reason I disagree is specifically for stick shift turbo cars.
If you're drag racing,
I was going to just add that caveat. If you're drag racing, all pretty much everything newer. I don't think the Sonics do, but I know the ATS and the Cobalts, they have no lift from the factory. That's kind of one of the major things about the watt box.
Yeah.
But other than that, if you're not drag racing, like specifically drag racing a stick shift car, you do not need a wild box.
No, and like Bo said, wiring sucks. It's just not fun.
Terrible.
The software is pretty archaic. It does work.
It does work, but
it's simple, boys. Like, but then you get into weird spots. Like I had one on the car, you know, when I was doing some various things with Snowball, and it caused all sorts of headaches for me on track when I was road course racing, because it would get into this weird band where if I'm like in the higher RPMs. Yeah. And I had to push in the clutch state, you know, at a certain point, it would then want to go into anti-lag mode all the time. So I'm trying to perform, you know, and it just caused me a headache.
Or people, I mean, a lot of people rest their foot on the clutch.
Yeah.
And they'll wonder why it's going off all the time. Well, that clutch switch is sensitive and it sees any input in that voltage and it just sets it into.
I'm one of the people, I rest my foot on the clutch a lot.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot better about it, but.
It's really useful in the right application. I just think most people who are inquiring about them don't actually need them.
Yeah, correct. I agree with that. Like, if it's just you want to go make pops and bangs at the car show locally, no, pound sand guy.
Nobody's impressed with that anymore.
Well, and it's the modless thing too. Yeah, I got a watt box.
Yeah,
and I get it. You know, like, you want to have a long modless too. But there are certain things that, and I think I agree 100% with you, Bo. I hate getting into wiring because if any wiring gremlin ever comes up or something backfeeds,
if it was plug and play and it was like super non-invasive, and if you broke down on the side of the road and you could diag it quick, that'd be different too.
Yeah, it's a hard commit.
Not that the failure rate's high on them or if at any, but
if they're installed, it just adds that correctly. And but yeah, you've got a couple points of wiring, you tie it into the harness, like
I hate the, like, if they had like a little adapter piece or something that came with it, that'd be sweet, you know. But like, then I ain't about it. What else you got?
So another one is a mod you think you need is larger fuel injectors.
Oh
yes,
we had a video on this.
I'll piggyback on this and say MAP as well. I get a lot of guys. Yeah. Recently wanting to switch to the LQ4. We get done with a full remote tune. And they're like, hey, man, I want to add the LQ4 MAP. And I'm like,
why did you do this?
You don't even need it.
Dude, we literally
just.
You got
one finger for them. It's one we can't show you.
Dude, we just went 12 revisions perfecting your MAP curve. And it is done dialed. And you're not maxing your MAP. And we're going to have to redo all of that if you switch to the LQ4 for no reason at all. You know, it's got its place. You're going to, if you're making a high horse. And same for the injectors, their place as well. If you're at the limits of your stock injectors or MAF, absolutely, it makes sense. You know, but there's no reason to just add it to the mod list.
I get
aspirated guys adding injectors.
I was say I get it the most from you NA guys out there, like
2-2.
Yeah, two say, hey, I think I'm gonna need injectors. I'm like, you're not gonna need injectors. are you putting a boost to this? They're like, no, you don't need injectors. Bottom line, and it's this thing that, like, I want you guys to think about it. Just this way, I end up putting it to people. If you could just make more power from large injectors, why don't people just run out with the biggest injectors they can find?
Yeah,
it's not about. You know, you don't get the biggest injectors, and that adds horsepower.
Realistically, you want the smallest injector you can run for your applicable mods.
You don't want them until you need them.
Because as you
go up,
spray
pattern.
Yeah, as you go up, spray pattern is different. You know, larger injectors have a tougher time idling, especially on some of our older PCMs, like the LSJ, for example. I mean, you put these things in, and they just can't control down low. Yeah. And a boost reference can help, but like...
Every car has, like, or every injector, I'm sorry, has a pulse width that it does not fire very cleanly under.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some cars, you have a fixed fuel pressure, and you can't lower the fuel pressure, so you're stuck with that. So, like, with a 60-pound injector, right around 1.6 milliseconds, it starts sputtering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this time it sprays, the next time it won't.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sputtering, and you get like a bad idle. And if you're lucky, the Sonic guys, and you can lower the fuel pressure at idle.
Oh, but man, like that would be nice.
But like a 3800 guy, like, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, let's say an 04 plus Grand Prix, you're stuck at 58 PSI with 60s on an NA Grand Prix or something. Like,
why? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be bad times.
Well,
so yes, I 100% support, like, do not replace the injectors until your tuner says...
Yep.
You're need larger injectors.
Oh yeah.
What's that, like 80s? Like, I get a few guys trying to do gas on 80s on LSJs.
Yep.
No.
No.
Please do not do that.
There's just no need. And then, you know, part of that too, going off of that, Ryan and T-Spain have been asking me lately, you know, are you recommending 1050s,
yeah.
which is Injector Dynamics, way, like, two or three decades newer technology. And, yeah, the LSJ PCM has its drawbacks in that it can't, like, the Injector Dynamics have negative offsets at idle, which means it opens faster than it closes. But the LSJ can't control that. But you can still control them better than you could with 80s. So,
yeah.
you know, if people are looking and they're willing to spend an extra $250, they tune better. Yeah. And then, but that's a lot of injector.
Yeah, like,
you really need
that.
Yeah. If you're on a, you know, a TVS on E85, for example, you might need something like that. But,
yeah.
Real quick,
if you don't mind me touching, I've seen two or three people ask anything coming new for 3800 platform.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, we just came out with stuff new for that market.
So we last week we dropped lifter trays.
Yep.
Super cool. Check them out. We dropped the stroker kit. Super cool. Check them out. And then in my back pocket, some fuel pump stuff and aluminum cylinder heads. So,
guys, so by the way, I want a caveat because now since you said it, there's going to be like, oh, my God, I want some. Guys, there's going to be like three sets.
Four sets,
guys.
Of aluminum
heads. We have four sets of aluminum heads that are going live on our website. When?
Soon. Yeah.
So be ready. Don't email me asking, can I get the set? It's going to be a free-for-all. Gladiators, prepare your swords.
We'll blast it around. You'll have your chance.
Oh, they'll see. Yeah.
Nicholas Hammond, you said, is the boost reference system worth it?
1,000,000% on the LSJ.
Yes.
Yeah, just
it is.
Just like
it's
we were talking about, you can pull that fuel pressure down because you can set your base pressure at 3 bar versus the factory 4.
Yeah,
it just helps overall, and it goes.
Sorry, Ryan was ranting about the cylinder heads. We do got that super core too, the intercooler core.
Ooh, I got one of those at my desk today to take some photos of.
Wait, what?
Finalize some
the
bolts
super
for that.
Oh,
is that what we're calling it?
Super
is that,
core.
Is that
big boy?
The big.
It's a quarter inch thicker than all of our previous 2.5 intercoolers.
Yeah. The long dong boy, the slimmy slong boy, is what we're talking about.
The max stack.
The max stack. The max beef boy. The beefy.
The light switch.
Yeah. To go along with
you're not my real dad, Mike.
We came out with a extra clearance aluminum vac cap for the top of the blower. Bring that down. Your hood might fit, but it's a lot of intercoolers. So.
If we seem drunk, it's not drunk. It's just that hot up
it's
here
the
right
heat.
Now.
Yeah.
Mike, I want another old fashioned. Hook me up, homeboy.
These red faces you see, well, these red faces you see.
What you trying to say, Tim?
Shout out to TJ.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had another point. You know, I was trying to think across all of our topics.
That's a lot.
No, it's not a lot.
No, that's okay.
Trying to think across all of our platforms. You know, mods. You think you need? You know, I think everybody thinks they need that V3 turbo, and the V3 turbo has its place.
Yep.
But I think I would say 8 out of 10 customers would be happy if they actually got the Z04.
Yep. Nigel. Yep.
And yes.
Nigel, I'm calling you out, brother.
We'll send
Bo's gonna email you.
Yeah.
Bo's gonna email you, say, I'm calling you out, brother.
Go
you need a Z04.
Speak to the Z04.
Because it's a bigger
Five
it's
days
the
ago.
Biggest turbo in our catalog right now. Everybody gets scared like
hey,
it's
what do you say?
Everybody
hey,
gets
right,
say,
right now.
What, hey silent boys, you hear that?
Yeah.
Hey.
So it's not as big and scary as you think it is.
No.
And
it's
as far
turbo
as
a lot of
overall, you know, it's kind of like what the car should have came with.
1,000,000%.
In absolutely.
A lot of ways.
You know, every podcast we talk about this dang Z04.
No, man, we missed a whole bunch. I made a point to not talk about
you
it.
Didn't.
Quite
they
a
did, though.
Just,
what do you...
It's just, it's such a good all-around turbo. Like,
you get the downpipe.
Yeah.
You,
I mean, you can put it on a stock car. Watch our Yeti build series. You can put it on a bone stock car with injectors.
And pick up a bunch of power.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, yeah,
and it's more reliable. It's reliability, Mike. It's more reliable than a stock turbo.
I've tuned a whole bunch of 87 octane Z04 cars. Like,
you know,
like,
wait. What?
The V3, like, I would put it on maybe my mom's car if she needed
yes,
a turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
But is even Sarah's, if she had my girlfriend, if she had a car, it would not get a V3. It would
oh, yeah.
get a Z04.
If Erica's getting an Encore, it's getting a Z04.
Yep.
for yeah. sure.
100%. Yeah. So if it's good enough for the girls, Haley, you know it's good enough for you.
These both of these boys for their wives, their girlfriends.
All right, we both got HHR autos.
They are both mining the crap out of them, boys.
We're both looking to get into Encores.
Only because of that 4T45.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
45. I hope this is wood. No, that's not wood. Oh, heck.
But you done messed up AA run.
Yeah. This is wood.
This is good. Go ahead and get Go ahead and get an Encore for her, and I'll just take yours for a parts car.
And then you can sell your. There you go.
There we go.
We'll just make a good one out of the both of them, because everything that's bad on Tyler's is good on mine, and everything that's bad on mine is good on Tyler's. Yep. So we just need to make.
All right, so we got fuel injectors, the heat exchangers, the mass. What else we got?
Turbos.
The biggest one.
Yes. This is what I thought you were leading with.
Yeah.
Pulleys.
Oh my God. You blower boys. Yes. I'm calling you.
You don't.
I'm calling y'all blower boys now.
I had a guy.
I want y'all to hear it on two different ones. Y'all.
I had a guy message me the other day. I have a stock car. I'm getting a tune. What pulley do I need? I was like, none.
You think you need a smaller pulley.
You LSJ guys.
You actually need a larger pulley.
If I hear one more person say, I'm going to get a 3-4 pulley on this thing. Shut up. You do not
need. We should
need
discontinue the 3-4 pulley.
I will be down. I will be down 100%.
Or we just label all the 3-4 pulleys. They're actually like a 3-6.
They would never know. They just would never know. On the back end, it'd be the 3-6, 3-4 pulley. Yeah. Oh my God. Guys, the pulley is not the biggest mod. It is. No. We made world record passes on a full build with aluminum heads and everything thrown with like a 3-4, 3-5.
Power is made improving flow.
Yes.
When you improve flow, your boost lowers, and then you're able to run a smaller pulley to bring the boost back.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, 3-4 pulley.
I get it. Oh, I get it. It's so easy to throw that modular pulley.
They want to brag to their friends, my pulley's smaller than yours. It don't matter. You will lose to the bigger pulley.
No. We did have a shirt.
Yeah.
Shut up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
How small is yours?
But you just brought it up. God, man.
You did bring that up.
That was a long time ago.
Hey, that's the one shirt I don't have. Like, seriously.
I didn't have it because I hated 3800s back then. So.
But your
3800 is the best car you've ever owned.
Listen, don't you talk about the Rivian. It's an NA one. Didn't have a pulley on it.
Should have, though.
I mean,
should have, though.
I always give people crap. If your pulley can't fit in your Grand Prix cup holder, it's not small enough.
Says the turbo guy now.
Only a 3-0 will fit in the cup holder.
Oh, yeah, but no, you do not need whatever pulley size you think you need. You need a little bit larger or two sizes up. Like,
yeah, so when we do NIC XP cam builds around here with Gen 3 or Gen 5 blowers, and they get 3-4 pulleys.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of you guys run 3-4 pulleys, do not have a camshaft and full bolt-ons.
And an intercooler.
they are stock.
Intercooler gets 3-2, maybe 3-0, depending on where we're at.
3-3 for the intercooler. Like, hey, start here and then go down from there. Man, there are 3-4 boys out there that have a non-working fuel pumps. Cylinders ain't working. Misfiring.
Ain't working.
They got like 42 pounds of fuel pressure with the vacuum hose on. They got 3-4 pulleys on that thing.
And 87 octane.
87 octane. Knocking 10 degrees of knock on that boy. They're like 3-4 pulley. I'm running 30 pounds of boost on that thing.
Of all cars we need fuel pressure in scans for is the 3800, and that doesn't have a fuel pressure sensor.
And you can't.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, once a week, I'm like.
These guys with their AirTex freaking fuel pump canisters.
Oh, my AirTex. Gosh.
Freaking fuel pressure at 20 PSI at full throttle.
Hey, whatever O'Reilly's has is pretty good.
They got their 3-2 pulleys making 15 pounds and 20 pounds of fuel pressure.
They got a cold air intake. A 180 thermostat, 2.8 inch pulley,
a U-bend elite.
I think there's some heat
and Flowmaster mufflers.
I don't. They got some. Really, they got some Flowmasters. It's 4:36, and it's 105 degrees.
Boy, I'm feeling great in here right now.
We put a little heat and whiskey to Ryan Eric, and he's ready.
Mike, get it in here, boy.
Mike's like torching some stones and dumping water on it behind the camera here.
Yeah, do you see the steam rising out of our heads right now?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon today.
Jeff Gordon, Colin Baum!
LSJ put... Oh, whoa. Let me just bring it back here.
Bring it back, baby.
Things you think you need, but what you actually need, you think you need an L&F, but you actually need an LSJ.
Listen here, you Duke model boy.
Wow.
So this comes from the guy that's been trying to drive an Ion home for the last 3 weeks, and that Ion literally will not start because it's an S-Box LSJ.
Oh, it starts.
It starts, and it goes to engine power reduced mode.
It just listen
here, boys.
Have you ever thought about towing it out of the parking lot?
And then maybe it'll run. Maybe it'll run. Do, like, pull a pin on the on the tow strap and bump start it. Maybe it'll be good.
Maybe it'll be good. Listen here. You always need an L&F. The LSJ does nothing better. Not a thing right. better.
It revs out better.
No. Yeah, okay. Guess what? You don't. You can do that, and you still won't make as much power as L&F with this lower power band.
Man, I would love to defend you, the L&F...
Well,
Tim, speak preach to him, baby.
The L&F is probably the best four cylinder ever made.
I think so.
I love LSJs.
Y'all hear that? They can't see you because you're out of the light.
Y'all hear that?
Wow.
That sounds kind of racist.
L&F is the L&F is God's gift to four cylinders. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, it really is.
An LSJ is an amazing four cylinder.
God, amazing. I do not hate the LSJ. I just love having banter about it. It's great.
But then the L&F came out.
It's even in the description.
Like,
fantastic.
Like, we still have not yet made an L&F swap for all the LTG cars.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
I do wish we had them.
I own an LTG car. I do not own an L&F, but holy crap, if we sold an L&F swap kit, I would be first in line. All right, wrapping up.
Mods, you think you need? Well, the final one I'm going to throw in here before we should probably get to some mods that you do need.
Oh yeah.
Yes, please.
You know that M90 or M62 over a turbo.
Yeah.
You think you need the blower.
Like, you don't need now, you never need the blower.
I don't need to rant on this. I just need to mention it.
Yeah.
You think you need the blower, you don't need the blower.
You never need the blower.
You never need the blower.
You never like
your mama didn't need the blower.
Okay, hear me out.
You didn't need the blower.
I'm gonna, everybody's got an opinion here.
We all need 30 seconds.
I'm gonna beat Tyler's opinion down real quick because I already know what it is.
Tyler, you can't even say.
The blower is fun. It is fun. It will do what you need it to do, sorta. It will make cool noises. And they're fun to drive. But guess what?
Fun to drive.
Guess what? Turbo, always better.
All right. Here's my two cents. If you have two, you got two cars. Yep, you got two of the same car. Like, you have one turbo one, you have one supercharged one. That's a great time. If you're stuck with only having one, just turbo
the
car.
Yes.
100%. Like, and I love both. Do not get me wrong. Like, I am... Man, not very biased. I love a blower car.
You're fine.
But if I'm going to race a car, if that guy says he's got a turbo and I've got my blower car, I'm going to lose.
Every time.
Hey, and you know what? There are a lot of supercharged guys here that are probably listening to this that might beat turbo cars with their supercharged cars.
Maybe.
But they spent twice as much money
doing
it.
Yeah, let's see. Tyler.
And I respect
There's
that.
There's a lot of good aspects to a blower build. We've been down that. But
what would win? Your car on a KO4 bill or your car right now? You don't want to say it because you know you would make 100 more foot-pounds of torque.
I pulled out a couple car lengths on Dakota's ZO4 car the other
day. That's a 1.4, homeboy. I'm talking your car or your car.
That's a turbo.
Will you give the keys to Ryan or me?
Thank you. You know, boy, you come
what,
with
my keys or Dakota's
keys? Dakota's keys.
I was about to say.
Sorry, no, you're good. You're fine. You're good. Give me them keys, boy. You ain't pulling nothing on that.
No. Like a Z54 LSJ is.
Nightblade the World Pro Charger Centrifugal. Tim, this is your favorite type of thing. You schooled Nightblade the World.
Careful.
Get him.
Careful.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyway, no, school.
I'm sorry, we can't talk about centrifugals. There's a certain person, I can't mention his name.
Oh, no, don't do that!
But... anybody with a centrifugal, grab a lane.
As Ryan Derrick would say.
Noah Hammock, yes.
So we used to have an old Novi kit.
Yeah, Matt developed and made an old Novi supercharger kit for the 3800. But turbos are bad.
It's just so there's this reason, and for those that are gonna, I know it's bound to come out now, but guys, we're not making fun of anybody, we're not talking shit on them. It's just this is a physical thing. Centrifugals are not as efficient as back in the day, it was a better option, but now with turbo technology and technology overall, turbos are just better.
And it comes down to, a centrifugal blower uses engine power to spin it and make power.
Yeah.
And you are limited to the mechanical RPM of the engine when you're doing it.
RPM is the huge.
So yeah, mechanical RPM. So with a centrifugal, the boost is like this, to where like a roots blowers are more efficient down low than up top. So they have a flatter boost curve. Yeah, so they have more torque and less peak. A turbo is not limited to that. You're using kind of free energy to spin it. Yeah. If you have a reasonably sized turbo,
and the power curve on should directly reflect a naturally aspirated power curve.
Yeah, yes. Because a turbo car, like, you have a wastegate in there to relieve all the excess pressure that turbo does not need to flow the amount of air that you need to flow.
Yeah.
So you use free power. And like turbos, hands down, like
it's waste energy that otherwise is going out the tailpipe.
Yeah, yes,
you're
literally
spinning that turbo and creating free boost. It's amazing. Like, there's no question about it. A turbocharger is absolutely the answer. Like,
yes,
and especially with modern turbo technology. And then I'm gonna grab Nicholas Hammond. You know, part of this whole equation is sizing that turbo correctly for what you're doing.
And we have talked about that so much. Sizing your turbo to what you're trying to do. I myself have fallen prey to this.
A couple times.
Many times. Not a couple, many times.
Yeah. But, you know, he asks KO4 versus full swap LSJ.
Two different levels.
Two totally different things. A KO4 LSJ, if you want to dominate at an autocross.
KO4 LSJ, 1,000,000%.
All day. Heck yeah, do that. If you want to get the full power band of an LSJ, a 257.
Yeah,
you
can rev it
to 7,500, whatever. Like, a KO4 is going to fall off, but it's totally dependent on what your goals are. If you want a literal stoplight to stoplight car and you want 400 foot-pounds, a KO4. Instantly.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
Guys, KO4s make more torque than the blower car do. Like, literally 100 more foot-pounds of torque. Like, people think that, blow car, I get instant boost. No. Literally doesn't work like that.
You got to rev it.
You have to rev it.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
Mods you actually need.
Mods. All right.
I got one.
Please, Ball wants to stay on the rails.
Sorry. This is my day to stay off the rails. I'm just trying to hurdle cats.
I got one. Are you got a good
one? Yeah, I got a quick one. Mine's real quick.
You're good.
Sway bars.
You need them.
Yes.
Sway bars.
Well,
hold on.
Hold up.
You don't need it unless you know you need it. If you don't know you need one, then you don't need them.
But my mod list won't be longer.
Yes. See, like, if you're going to turn corners and you...
I was kidding.
If you're going to turn corners and you're trying to change the characteristics of the car and how it turns...
Look at my right now again.
It's the heat, man.
It is hot in here. It is heat. It's hot in here.
I'm I can't handle it no more.
He's gone. Anyway, Tim.
Sway bars. Sway bars are good.
All right. Oh. So, to get this back on track, if your car has all seasons, you don't need any sway bars.
You don't need any sway bars. Nope.
If you're running a premium summer tire or a 200 tread wear or better, then you might need a sway bar. But you better go to the track and find out which one you need, because you might not need both.
Yeah.
You might only need one.
Yep.
Like, and Bo can maybe elaborate on this. He's had better performance removing the stock one before.
Our biggest one, dropped it down to the GMPP. Just keep getting smaller and the better the wriggle gets.
Yeah.
Yes. In the front.
Yeah, in the front. Sorry.
Rear got that big thick.
So, but my basic math for this, to break it down real easy, is whatever you need more traction at, you stiffen the other one.
Yep.
So if your car understeers like crazy, stiffen the rear.
Yep.
You have no traction up front. You come into a corner, you turn the wheel, and it just pushes straight. Add a rear sway bar that stiffens up the rear, that promotes a little bit of oversteer.
Rotate the rear.
I notice a lot leaving the corner too. If your car is pushing leaving the corner,
then
you get on it.
It needs less front bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you can't floor the car halfway through the corner and it leave the corner where you're pointing the wheel, then you need less front bar.
The only reason I would say that you could buy a sway bar without like going to a road course is if you talk to somebody that does road course their car and it's the same car as yours,
and they're
like, hey, this. So for example, I'll say the ATS platform needs rear sway bar upgrade. Leave the front one alone.
Well, yeah.
Rear wheel drive stuff.
Well, and part of that is...
I would imagine all wheel drive as well.
All wheel drive is probably true. I've seen all wheel drive cars do weird stuff in turns too.
I mean, they...
So
weird.
They have more weight in the front, so I'd imagine they need a rear even more.
Probably. Yeah.
But I have not raced an all-wheel drive one, so I can't argue with you.
So
but
part
I'm
of
just
that
assuming,
is, from the factory, they set up almost every car with like to be over understeery.
Yes.
Because it's way easier for someone who's coming into a corner and...
An unexperienced driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can just let off, and then it'll bite
less
back.
Body roll feels better to an unexperienced driver.
So... Most cars will need an upgraded rear sway bar, especially a beam car, like a Sonic or a Cobalt.
Sonic and Cobalt.
Absolutely.
The rear sway bar is probably the biggest suspension mile you can possibly
do. It is the best $150 you can spend.
I love that video you did years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years old that is. That video is cool as heck.
Four, I think. Yeah.
Tyler had a camera, a GoPro, under the car watching the sway bar as he's carving corners with it. It's a neat video. Please search it.
It's very cool. But yeah, those cars, hands down, you need
a rear sway bar.
Yep. You think you might need an upgraded front, but you
maybe
might not.
Probably don't.
So
there has not been a car I've had to improve
your suspension.
The
like,
I want on the front is a set of end links and bushings.
I want to say kind of on the topic of fronts. On just the kind of front overall, a mod you don't need that, or a mod you need that you don't think you need, tires.
Oh,
yeah, that'll do.
Tires
and brakes.
Guys,
thank you for that.
This goes out to, now I'm not calling everyone out that comes to us, but like, guys, customers do not put enough emphasis on the tire that you're running. You cannot expect maximum performance on an all season S-Box tire.
Yeah.
And expect to do everything. Oh, my car loses traction all the time.
Especially on a front-wheel drive car.
Especially on a
front-wheel drive. Or, to add to what he's saying, a tire over 5 years old.
Yeah.
If your tires are over five years old, trash can.
Sell them on Marketplace.
There's a little, I forgot the shape, but it's like a pill shape.
Yeah, it's like a pill shape.
Like
it's
oval. Like a long
what is that shape called?
I don't know. I call it a pill.
Like a pill shape thing. And it says, in the first two numbers are the week of the year, and the last two numbers are the year.
Yep.
So if the last two numbers are over 5 years old, take your tires and immediately replace
them. So if today those last two numbers say 18, not good. Not
good.
Yeah. Because guys, the tires will act differently.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a compound and stuff. Like, there's a few things that people don't know are wearing tires.
Giving them the old nail test.
Yeah.
You can just kind of
feel them.
Like,
yeah.
Tires, valve springs, turbos, all this stuff. Those are wear and tear items.
Yeah.
Guys, like, your tires. Like, I see there's a thread on the Cobalt forum.
Preston.
I like that Preston. The way he did those emojis.
Preston, I will fight you.
He's being facetious.
I mean, I love the
face. But I saw today, like, and guys, too, just because it's an expensive tire, do your research. Like, I saw there's a thread on the Cobalt forum, or Facebook group. I said forum as well.
Yeah.
The Facebook group. It's like, oh, should I get the NT555Rs? I'm like, niddle old tire technology from, like, 2000?
Oh, man. Ugh. Nothing.
I call them triple nickels. Because, 555, triple nickels.
So, on that, even though we don't sell tires, we do not sell tires at Easy Performance. Email us. We are all such tire nerds.
We are all
tire nerds. Just shoot an email to customer service and be like,
I need you to do
talking tires with Tyler for so long.
Talking tires with Tyler? I'm in. Talking tires with Ryan. I'll do it for him.
Federal sponsor us.
Don't talk tires with Tyler.
No, federal. Not running federal.
No. I've seen the light.
You will get a slightly different opinion. But if you guys have someone you're looking at, we will obviously give our opinion on them. Like, Tyler likes federal. The 595 R's haven't been bad. But again, we have, like, I think each of us are different fanboys.
My federals didn't even make it one Tail of the Dragon trip.
You have an ATSV.
All right. Back on the topic.
Make a 7-foot-pound
three. We're going to call Principal Bo.
Shifter mods.
You need shifter
mods.
Cables. Yeah. Base bushing.
I'm going to say base bushing. Number one shifter mod, base bushing. Come at me.
The cables are underrated too. Yeah. We got the new spring upgrade.
Yep.
Randy's working on some other shifter stuffs.
Yep.
Short throw. Like, if you just run through the catalog of shifter options for a Sonic or a Cobalt, you are going to be extremely happy with your results. Yeah.
Front wheel drive, cable driven shifting transmissions. Every mod that you can do. Okay.
How many times do you shift? Like, I've been driving the HHR a lot lately for some R&D, and I'm like, it blows my mind because I haven't daily driven a manual car in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this shifter is like 100 times a day both ways.
Uh-huh.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
It's wild.
You know, number one is like, you get used to driving a cable connected, manual transmission car. And then you get into like a direct linkage car and you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So my point is with that is like how directly connected you are. So every upgrade to stiffen that, your base bushings,
yes,
your short shifter, maybe additional bushings like the ATSV guys, like they have bushings that we're going to be releasing here soon. Like anything to stiffen the shifter assembly could save you a misshift, which could save you an engine.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Like,
hey, Jason, you would do, if you put a set of RE71Rs or anything else on the back, it would be better. Just saying. Sorry.
Yeah. Nito makes nothing good.
Nothing.
I will say, those 555R2s, which is their new compound, came out this year.
It's the best they've ever made.
Apparently, it's pretty good. Haven't driven on it, so I won't give any.
It's like Pirelli. Pirelli only. Line,
it is. Yeah. It's a drag tire.
Pirelli only makes one good thing. That's the Trofeo R.
And that's $400 a tire.
$400 a tire.
Yeah.
And other than that, anything else Pirelli is trash buckets. Throw it in the trash.
I agree with you.
Maritime Drag Race Channel says, I've wondered if you ever modded a late model Buick Regal Turbo.
What's late model? What do you consider late model?
Well, we love the LHU Regal.
I'm going to say, like, we 11, 12, 13, we made 500 plus wheel horsepower out of them boys, homeboy.
And then Tim has a LTG Buick Regal that's in the shop right now.
We're making sparks out of that thing, boy.
And we're doing what? Tim also owns the latest model Regal, LTG.
That's what you said, yeah.
15 front wheel drive. We've been doing
all wheel.
Sorry, all-wheel drive, which is actually really nice. Could you imagine they made an LHU all-wheel drive?
Oh my god!
Even if it was an auto,
dude, we had the ZP 16th mile. I was king until Tyler beat me.
Was that the 32nd mile?
The 32nd mile. It changed every time. It was
I beat you too.
What car?
Mercedes.
Oh yeah, Mercedes. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's an all-wheel drive car.
All-wheel drive twin turbo V8.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Sebastian W, like, we could be friends. I could see we could be friends. PS4s,
good
PS4s tire. For like daily use, and RE71 RSs.
Yep.
I agree.
That's a good.
Preston says 28-inch Hoosier.
I mean, he ain't wrong, but who wants to drive around on that all the time?
I mean, ATSV dudes.
ATSV dudes do drive around on that. Tim, you need to get a Supra with some B-Locks soup drag pack on it all day.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while for that.
That's fair.
That's going to be a little while.
All right.
My last mod that you absolutely need.
Hit us.
You know. The old equalizer, baby.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
If you're not
3800 specific?
If you're not going to listen to us and do the turbo, I don't blame you. I get it.
It's expensive.
I get it. Make sure that M90 build has an equalizer on it. There's no question.
There is a part of modding. How it sounds, how it looks, how it performs.
Driver experience.
Driver experience.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is not all about hey, this mod gives me BBB horsepower, you know, form over function.
Yeah.
The God,
if you drive an equalizer car, your existence changes.
It does.
You go home and your wife won't have a child with you.
Yeah, she hears you pull in the drive and she opens the front door. She's like,
now you meet upstairs. That's what she says.
So
dog acts like a better dog. Your cat, stops shitting on your carpet and barfing on your carpet. Your life changes the moment that you start doing
again,
equalizing.
Again, I apologize. We all have heat stroke. We're all
dying. I ain't got heat stroke. I feel fantastic.
Like, these shiny foreheads. Like,
so, it feels great here to me. I can sit up here all day, boy.
Equalize everything.
Equalize everything.
Like, I remember, damn this for happening. Like, this guy posts this weird resonator or some exhaust piping he puts under his car. He posts a video of his Grand Prix. It was shot with like an 8mm camera. It was like camera was probably this big.
Yep.
And we're like, that's impossible that a 3800 can sound that good.
That's
and then like,
yeah.
And then like so many years later, like we just decide we need to figure this out. Like it's embarrassing. You know, we made a resonator that has two inputs in it. And
the resonator option was...
One tube
was the best. It just didn't work.
Yeah, the resonator. We made a resonator that had a straight through passage, and then the second tube from the other made a loop basically in it to equalize the length. And it worked for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It sounded awesome for 5 seconds. And then it blew out because, you know, it was like so long ago. Like it was so long ago, we were still pretty new to fabricating like mufflers and resonators. So it's like, okay, how else can we do this? And we have all the heads of ZZP. And we come to this stupid conclusion.
We're sitting in Tim's office and I'm like, we got to just take the turbo off the turbo crossover.
Yeah. We're like, let's take a turbo kit and just
turbo 3800 sounds
and
great.
Just not have a turbo there. And then all of a sudden we do it and blew every one of our minds.
I remember specifically, I was sitting at the desk. Tim was in his office. Bo was sitting next to me.
This was like revision 8.
Yeah.
Also, we hear something start, and all of us, we all like, what is that? And we all look at each other like, is that the equalizer?
Yeah.
And then we go back there, and we're like, oh my God, it's equalizer. It's an amazing sounding car.
Yeah.
Hey, EJ, if it doesn't have all season, it doesn't look like a sleeper. It performs like a... non-sleeper.
Like an Aveo.
If it performs like an Aveo.
If it has all seasons on it, it ain't a sleeper because it ain't fast.
On the equalizer note, I saw somebody post... oh, geez. Don't die.
My bad.
Y'all good?
In 3800 performance last week. And they were asking about exhaust setups. And
sweat from my forehead.
Somebody was like, oh, yeah. The only thing ZZP's come out with in the last couple years is... an exhaust pipe that does nothing and, you know, like, blah, blah, and loses power and blah,
listen
blah.
Listen here, you.
Bo did a back-to-back dyno setup.
On the highest horsepower supercharged car that we had.
We went from the Engine 7/8 Zoomies that are not even available. They're a $2,000 header.
This is a 99% build. Like, 99.9% blower build.
Yep. Engine 7/8 $2,000 header. There's a great header to the equalizer with power logs, and we lost 7 or 11 wheel horsepower. And that's a above 400 wheel horsepower on
it. It was single-digit loss.
I think it was. 8? I should...
It was 7.
But what we're saying is...
And I think at 300 wheel, you wouldn't...
You wouldn't notice.
No, there would be no get loss.
At 300 wheel horsepower, you will lose 0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the
exhaust requires
400
wheel horsepower to even lose anything at all.
Single digits.
My thing is,
we trapped 124 miles an hour with the equalizer on an M90.
Yeah.
Guys, 300 guys, I'm talking to y'all. I'm about to come out of y'all heads right now. We love y'all. And y'all up there acting like we don't make stuff for the car and we forgot about it. We just made 3 new products for your car and you're complaining?
Yeah.
Brother,
well,
guys.
It's just,
Ryan
it just goes,
is always spicy, no?
It just goes back
to
spicy.
This. I live in spice.
Ryan, I think it just goes back to the everybody has a voice on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think there's probably a lot of pleased dudes out there. And one dude pipes up with, and then... we just take it personally.
Yeah. That's probably true. And I will say, let me draw back. And I'm not talking to all you guys, but I know many of you guys get emails. Thank you for keeping the market alive, because we love these platforms. Yeah. Guys, we have been invested. Think about it, we have been investing in the 3800 for over 20 years.
Yeah.
We love this platform. Yeah.
The 3800 platform, like, made this company.
Yes.
It's coming on a quarter of a century.
I have literally 3D printed. I remember 3D printing these lifter trays last year.
Yeah.
Like, just
it takes
because
a long time too.
Yeah, you guys just you don't see it does not mean that we are not working on it.
Yeah.
We're coming out with a timing chain tensioner right now for these cars. We have found a way to bring a limited set of aluminum heads back to the market. We have lifter trays that are discontinued.
I just want you guys to know that Zoom makes a point to be like, what have we made for the 3800 lately? Because he refuses to forget about the 3800.
Forget. The CEO of the company that does not drive him.
He
drives his Tesla, refuses to forget about the 3800. He's remained loyal to the 3800 platform.
The Equalizer clears, Stage 2, the SS, like... Yeah.
So it's a killer...
It is a donkey dong.
It's a killer point to bring up. Any intercooler combo is going to help your throttle body clearance on the Equalizer. It's going to make everything a lot better.
Yep. Yes.
However, the Equalizer will clear an M90 without an intercooler at all.
But you should have
everything.
If you didn't want to swing for an intercooler and you're still looking for that clearance gain, just get the Phenolic. The big phenolic.
I think the only thing that's difficult is a 97. Because the 97 has a weird ABS module.
It doesn't work on the 97s. We know that.
It can work.
Z3.
It requires a little bit of a sledgehammer here and there.
Or take the ABS module. I recommend that. But
Or the H body cars.
The H body car, we've done it. A good local guy came in and we installed our Equalizer on his H body. You need to modify the TOG exit to a slip fit, not a two bolt, or your catback. Add a two bolt to your catback, and then where the intake pipe clips to the throttle body, you just got to trim it a little bit.
Yeah.
But not a big deal. But it fits on stock cars.
Yeah, not a bad setup.
Nothing crazy. And we, you know, one of the biggest things we do appreciate about all the 3800 guys is how willing you guys are to make things work.
A lot of our other markets calling you new markets out, they are not. Man. Like, dude, the 3800 guys,
they understand we're modifying a car, and they're not afraid to modify the car to make things work. And
shout out to our 3800 customers, especially when we have a 3800 diner day. You guys show up in droves. Eagle Tech, Sonic, LGG guys, I'm upset at y'all because we have down there for three different platforms. And y'all had less than a quarter of the 3800 guys.
Yeah.
Less than a quarter.
We ride deep, baby.
3800 boys.
That they do.
Y'all got it. I still love y'all, Eagle Tech boys, but y'all got to show these push rock guys what's up.
All right.
Wrapping this up.
Hot boys. I'm not wrapping it up. It's after 5.
I ain't wrapping that up. I ain't ready.
Go for a cold plunge.
I ain't ready.
So many jokes for that.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
No. Hold on. What are we doing? We got to keep it spicy.
What are we doing this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend?
Go ahead.
You start, sir. All right. Yeah. My homeboy.
I'm actually just straight chilling. A little bit of Tale of the Dragon prep.
Heck yeah.
Mow the lawn. That's it.
There we go.
Tyler?
Same, got to mow the lawn, helping good friend Adam Wagner move into town.
For something. Hey, Adam Wagner works here now.
He might just...
Yeah, there we go. Nobody's listening.
Yeah, so what y'all talking about?
That's it.
Yeah, what y'all talking about? Man, come on.
I got F1 and Tale of the Dragon prep.
Yeah, Spa this weekend.
Yep.
It'll be a good race.
You know what? Ryan's got some Tale of the Dragon prep, too.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Maybe, depending on what bowl. We'll talk. But, yeah, I'm not doing a lot. Clean up the house. I got a dog that likes to poo on herself, so I'm going to, you know, deal with dog pooing on himself.
Puppies.
Literally puppies.
Yep.
But, yeah, nothing a lot planning to do. Hang out. Chill with the people. Grocery shop, pay bills, you know.
Maybe help me put a neon kit on my sign.
Guys, mod you don't need that you don't think you need, but you actually need is underglow. Do not come at me.
Mike, cut it there.
If you do not need underglow, you need underglow. underglow the heck out of your cars, or I will come to your house and key your cars. Underglow everything. I'm keeping going
He's
to Mike Enzer's
now.
Underglow. It's sweet. It's cool. That's right, boys. Underglow your cars.
All right. Anyway, we're catch out. You next time. Peace.
Underglow.
Next month.
See you.